And starting tomorrow, Monroe County, Florida, which includes the Florida Keys, could become the latest place in the country to allow same-sex marriage. And if that happens, Aaron Huntsman and William Lee Jones will be among the first in line. The two bartenders from Key West sued the Monroe County clerk, arguing that the 2008 amendment to the Florida Constitution, which banned gay marriage, violated their rights under the U.S. Constitution. In Monroe County last Thursday, a state court judge agreed with them, but within hours, the state's attorney general, Pam Bondi, filed a notice of appeal, which then stayed the judge's ruling. And the judge could make a decision on that today. Joining us from Key West are the people who filed suit, Aaron Huntsman and Lee Jones. And Aaron, what are you expecting tomorrow now that things are kind of in limbo?
We're hoping that the stay is lifted and we can go ahead and look for our marriage license tomorrow morning.
Which would be how long after you initially wanted to get married, by the way?
It was on our one-year anniversary. We had a commitment ceremony in Las Vegas, but now we've been together over 11 years, and this past April 1st, we went down to the court of clerks here in Key West and tried to apply for a marriage license, and we were denied. And that's why we filed our initial complaint or lawsuit, whatever you want to call it.
So how does it feel to have gotten to this point now where you're it looks like very close, although things could change, but after all that time?
Exciting, thrilling. Can't believe we made it this far, and I'm this close to actually being able to marry the man I've wanted to for years.
Why haven't you just moved to another state that has gay marriage already? Why did you ever think about doing that?
This is our home. Why should we have to leave Florida to be married, move to another state, or even go to another state to get married and then come back to Florida and Florida doesn't recognize us?
Well, I'm not saying that you should. I'm wondering, you know, instead of going through all of the trouble, which clearly you've had now a multi-year battle in trying to make this happen, did you ever think to yourself, maybe we should just, let's just move to New York or California or Massachusetts where we can just get married now?
This isn't about just us. This is about all the people that are being affected in this state. It's a law that the majority is ruling over the minority. We've seen so many friends that have been hurt. So we're changing it, not just for us, but for everybody in the younger generation. We really feel strongly about this law and that we should not have to leave our state to do something that we feel strongly about.
So why do you think then, and let me bring you in, Lee, why do you think the attorney general of the state of Florida, Pam Bondi, filed this notice of appeal to try to keep same-sex marriage on hold in Florida?
She's just doing her job. It's her job to kind of look after things, but it's not a real knowledgeable decision on her part. If she would really study the Constitution, she would know that this law is breaking the Constitution of the United States. The state rule cannot exceed the United States law.
So what do you expect to happen to resolve this? Do you think you're going to be able to get a marriage license tomorrow? Do you think that you're going to have to wait for this to maybe make its way all the way up to the U.S. Supreme Court?
The state has no more argument on this. This is just fundamental basic rights now. This is going to happen, whether it happens tomorrow or 2 months from now, or next year, it will be law, just like the other states across the United States. And we're excited to be part of the history right now.
That's Aaron Huntsman and William Lee Jones joining us from their home in Key West, Florida, and hoping to get their marriage license tomorrow after a judge there struck down Florida's ban on same-sex marriage. But that has been appealed by the state attorney general. Guys, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us. Anytime.
Thank you.